Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning. Of course, Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott. So Trish Clark is with me as usual, and I'm just loving it.
Good morning. This is a great day out there. Be glad when this wind goes away, but it is keeping the smoke from the valley down a little.
That's true. You know, we've got a, I heard all the way down to Napa Valley. Yeah, I don't know where the weather is. It's somebody's just disappeared. Bob the magician brought it back. But, you know, I understand there's fire down in Napa, and then there's several fires around here. Last night, when we came back from the kind of sneak preview of Phantom of the Opera, which, by the way, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, we could see the fire out there, but the wind was kind of swirling.
Down around Butte County, I understand, they've got a couple of fires going in Tehama County now.
And all the way down Napa Valley, they said big fires down there.
And big Southern California fires. So, doesn't
humidity
bode well
is,
for,
you know, humidity is like,
yeah. Winds are high. Santa Ana winds blowing in the south part of the state. Doesn't bode well for the state of California.
Okay.
We don't get some moisture.
That's right.
And there's no moisture in the forecast. Today it's partly sunny with a high near, I can't see, a high near 89 degrees, north wind 7 to 15 miles an hour with gusts. As high as 27 miles.
Those arms aren't long enough there, Trish?
Well, no, the eyes are watering from the smoke in the air.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but it's going to be clear with a low around 59 tonight. Calm wind becoming 5 to 9 miles an hour later in the evening. Sunny on Friday with a high near 92. Clear and nice through the weekend. And the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, where Tuesday was a huge immediate event up there. Everybody went on a big horseback ride, and kumbaya, and then it was great. And tonight is
for the Reading Rodeo.
For the Reading Rodeo. Oh yeah, we had two separate rides of people because we had too many people, not enough horses, and we had 14 horses, so people had to, you know, we went out twice on it.
Goodness,
you know,
great.
Oh yeah, we were there, and then Channel 7, Results Radio, Reading, everybody. You know, Patrick was there. Everybody was there.
That was great media.
Everybody
turnout.
That was anybody was there.
That was involved in the media.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Anyway, so, but you know what? If it's this time,
and
it's got to be our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor. And today, Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, Susan. Carl. Good morning, Trish. Well, stocks are on the rebound after the European Central Bank cut its main interest rate for the first time in 10 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 42 points at 14,743. The S&P 500 is positive 5 points at 1588. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 15 points at 3,314. Some of the day's biggest movers, Coca-Cola, off 32 cents, trading at 41.89. General Motors, up $1.19 at 31.37. Visa, up $7.73 at $173.75. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 32 cents at $82.53, Pacific Gas and Electric down 16 cents at $47.44, AT&T positive 8 cents at $37.64. Treasuries are lower this morning. The 10-year Treasury note is down 8/32 to yield 1.66%. For commodities, gold is up $23 an ounce at $1,469. Silver positive 69 cents at 24. Crude oil at 46 cents, trading at $91 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because, as you know, it's a volatile place down there on Wall Street. You need people that follow it all the time and know what they're doing. And that's our Wells Fargo Advisors. We've got offices down on Park Marina Drive. Again, 243-7561. Trish Clark is here with me today. Good morning, Bad Bob. We kind of like bounced around you.
Hey, no worries. Good morning.
Hey, today we are going to be discussing a lot of stuff. A lot of things we're going to talk about, retaking the weapons from Californians that own weapons. And there's reasons for this, but it's time to talk about that. We're going to talk about Turtle Bay, and we're having Randall Hempling, who is on the board of directors for Turtle Bay, will join us today. We're going to talk specifically about that. And then we're going to be talking about a lot of things. The morning after pill that we just went after yesterday and had so many people join in on that, we want to talk a little bit about that because the Obama administration is going against their own people on this one. So it's kind of interesting. We want to talk about that. All of this when we get back from our break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build the dream with 3 full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins Friday when friends and family gather at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Clear Angle Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment, food, and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m. Free entry forms online at ShastaDamboree.org. Then celebrate the city of Shasta Lake's 20th anniversary at Clear Angle Park with live music, arts and crafts, food and drink. The first 800 attendees will receive free food and drink vouchers. Margaret Polk Park will host the Show and Shine at Auto Swap Meet. Sunday, enjoy the all-new Garden Fair in Clear Angle Park featuring plants, seeds, antiques, pottery, and much more. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. The annual Shasta Damboree this weekend.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, that song...
supposed to be Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Well, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Well, it does.
And it will.
I know a lot of, you know, other things get, you know, smoke gets blown other places. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee there and icy drinks. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town. Joe and Shelley do so much for this community. Head on down there. Veterans always get discounts. They've got a community room that they let people use also. They're just doing a lot for our community. Joe and Shelley at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Brown just signed a bill that says and hired, I think they're spending another $2.4 million or $20 million to take, to take away guns from 20,000 Californians who own them legally, except for one thing.
They've committed a felony.
Yeah, they're not supposed to have it.
They're not supposed to have it. Right. And I'm okay with that.
I don't have a problem with that either.
I'm okay with enforcing the laws that are on the books. I have two problems with the legislation.
With this bill, right.
With this bill. One is, where did we get $24 million worth of surplus?
Was this federal money?
That's what they said.
Money?
No, they said surplus. They were going to use $24 million worth of surplus.
Okay.
Now I want to know where the surplus came from, because the last I heard, we were in the, kind of operating in the red and had big budget problems.
Yeah.
And
supposedly they had $5 billion more
in excess.
Plus they were funding slush funds and some of these, so there's another surplus fund.
Right. The second thing is they ought to be paying for that out of regular tax money, as opposed to taking the money that's paid for by the law-abiding citizens who are getting gun licenses.
That's right. And that's a big complaint, is they're taking money that people pay to get a weapon, or to buy a weapon, or to have the background checks and all this, and they could be using that money to, if we're paying too much, just reduce the amount of money. Of course, we're not going to ever see that happen. But the other question on this is, you don't want, if you're a felon, guess what? You're a felon, you just lost your right.
Exactly. If you've been ruled mentally incompetent,
and that means ruled by a judge that you're mentally incompetent, not your not your next door neighbor
or your ex-wife or something like that.
If you have a domestic violence restraining order on you, all of these are laws that say you cannot own a weapon. However, the first two or three they went out after, they had the wrong people. And this is the kind of the scary thing. They went out after him. The guy, it wasn't even the guy they were after, but they had his name down. So it was a mess. The other question I have is, say you're 20 years old, you and your wife are having these horrible problems. You're both yelling and screaming and all that. So, as part of the divorce thing, she gets a restraining order on you when you're 20 years old. You're now 40 years old. You've been through college, universities, there's not a mark on your record. Is that still on your record then? That restraining order because of domestic violence?
That's a good question. And I will also go so far as to say the restraining orders, that's a tough subject, because when a woman needs a restraining order, no question that it should be, they need it. But a lot of times they don't really need the restraining order, and they're awfully easy to get.
And there's a way of getting back. You don't want the guy around. You can use it as an excuse. Now, I'm not saying is it because I know too many people from Women's Refuge.
It's a hard thing to talk about.
Absolutely, it is.
But so there, my point only is is that there ought to be a point at some point where they ought to have a hearing and flesh all that out.
Yes.
And if in fact she was just being a vindictive, And there really wasn't a good cause for it, there ought to be a chance for that record to be admonished so that guy doesn't live with it his whole life.
Well, if in fact
it was a misunderstanding as opposed to a real need.
There's one thing about a felony. You've been found guilty in a court of law.
That's exactly.
It's a felony. That's why, I'm sorry you had a felony when you're 22 years old and you still have it. Guess what?
You did.
You were found guilty in a court of law. A restraining order, It's issued in sometimes maybe with not the same type of jurisprudence, you might say. And then now, is that going to follow you around? And I've got to talk to a lawyer, I guess, but is that going to follow you around?
I would never say that if a woman comes in and she feels she's in danger, that restraining order.
No, it's got to be issued.
It's got to be issued. I absolutely don't want it misunderstood that I don't support that.
But how long though? I mean,
the guy should have an opportunity someplace
To come back and establish
whether or not he really is a threat.
We had a case around here. It was somebody was found guilty of something, but they went back and expunged his record. But the final paperwork wasn't done. It came back and it's bitten him in the butt big time.
Yeah.
As soon as he went back, it was expunged. And they said, okay, all that. I just hoped that there would be a way that you could get something like that at least modified.
I have personal knowledge of a friend who actually she was having an affair. The guy came in, her husband came home, and was angry but not threatening. I mean, he threw them both out. She went and got a restraining order on him. Years later, same deal. He comes up and has this problem. He didn't do anything wrong. But he was never able to really establish that, and that popped up when he tried to buy a gun.
Okay, hey, Ron, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl. I was just wondering, would this law affect people that have post-traumatic stress?
Well, you know, see, here's that other thing. You know what, I'm glad you brought that up. Post-traumatic stress is a diagnosed condition that, not just military, no matter what Feinstein seems to think, that it just happened in Iraq. Mm-hmm. But post-traumatic stress can happen to, police, your wife, anybody. You get in a bad car wreck, you got post-traumatic stress. Mm-hmm. Condition that a doctor says you have, I'm not sure how that fits in there. I'm not sure if they, I think that it's got to be something that says you're a danger to yourself or others. And a lot of post-traumatic stress, or most post-traumatic stress incidents, they're not like that. You have problems, but you're not a danger. But this is something that I think we need to look at.
Because a friend of a friend, I think he's diagnosed with that, and he said he could not get a concealed weapons permit.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
Because this was a big thing, and we're going way over break here, but this was a big thing that people, this was over on the internet, that said, you know, a nurse asks you a question and you answer it and they say, okay, that, you know, you're not going to be able to get a weapon. There are a series of questions they do ask you at the VA, and part of it is to see if you're suicidal. But if you answer no to the first question, then they don't go to the next round of questioning. But again, you have to be adjudicated and ruled. It's got to be adjudicated that there is a clear and present danger. They can't just wave a wand and say it happens.
Okay.
And you have a right, to fight that too. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, we'll be right back. I want to talk about, when we get back, the morning after pill, because I made a big thing out of it yesterday. This is where 15-year-olds can buy the morning after pill. We'll be right back.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR, as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
It's Damboree time again in the city of Shasta Lake. Friday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 5th will be very special this year. 2013 is the city's 20-year anniversary and the 75th year since the start of construction on Shasta Dam. Events kick off with a Friday night car show and cruise and finish with Sunday's garden fair. Saturday morning, grab a pancake breakfast at the fire hall, watch the parade, and attend a special afternoon in Claire Engle Park featuring vendors, music, and free food to the first 800 attendees. So ready the family for three fun-filled days in the city of Shasta Lake.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
What you have in my baby?
Yeah.
You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 65 degrees out there, 7:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water Company has been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. All their water comes from their own private springs, protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 800-922-6227 or visit their website at mountshastaspringwater.com. We use it. It's good. It's wet. Okay. Yesterday we talked a lot about the morning after pill, that they were getting ready to put it out on the shelves, you know, DEA or the FDA. And it was going to put it out on the shelves instead of behind where the pharmacist is. But they dropped the age from 17 to 15. In other words, you grab the morning after pill, you walk up to the 17-year-old girl chewing gum at the counter, who luckily has the cash register because she can't make change if you give her a quarter and need 4 cents back. But the 15-year-old hands to the 17-year-old the morning after pill, which of course is an abortion pill, right? I mean, that's to abort a possible fetus. And they can be 15. They have to show their ID. I said, there's something wrong here, and didn't like it and thought it was, you know, a typical, you know, crap move. The Obama administration today fooled me, and as they do at times. And they've asked for an injunction against this. They said that the FDA and the guys in charge had no right to drop the age from 17 to 15.
Well, you will remember that the president went on at great length about the age of his daughter, if it was his daughters, and he wouldn't want them saddled with a baby, and would like to help them make that decision. And they nailed him pretty hard on some comments that he'd made before that kind of flew in the face of this 15-year-old thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he pretty much had to come back and say, wait a minute.
Well, no, but I think it was the right thing to do.
I absolutely do.
You know what?
If I'm going to be responsible for my children until they're 18 years old, then I
make me
deserve...
Responsible. That's
right. I deserve to have the authority over whether they take it and get an abortion. I know I don't, but I should have. And that pill is just another parental right that's being stripped away. They're my children, and it's my responsibility, and I need to be made.
No, the state has taken.
They need
taken
to hold me responsible.
The state has taken that out of your hands.
And it's not right.
The state has
not
taken
right. Parents
that
should
out of your
be
hands.
Held responsible and have responsibility.
Should people,
should
my
have
friends,
the right to have responsibility for their children?
My friends, should they have? Should parents have the right or the responsibility for taking care of their kids?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I think they do. But what do you think out there? 605-4567. Is it okay for the city or the government to strip away your parental rights like this when it comes to your children getting medicine that can cause abortions or taking them down from school? From what I understand, taking them down to a Planned Parenthood area where they can have an abortion performed, and you don't even know about it.
Yeah.
And what happens if there's repercussions? I mean, who has held responsible
for this?
Well,
and there
this?
Is repercussions. I don't care what anybody says. If a woman has an abortion, it's hard for me to believe that there isn't some kind of repercussion that mental process, physical process, good, bad, or indifferent, whether you support it or you don't, there are consequences to every action. And if that young child doesn't have their parents to help support them through this experience, I'm hard pressed to figure out how that's good.
I think the what people are saying is the reason they did this is because some children can't go to their parents, that their parents are such that they can't talk to them. And now not only do they have are they pregnant? They've got parents there going to hate them. And so, I mean, This does not excuse the fact that parents should have the final responsibility on parents.
And if parents are not in favor of an abortion, that doesn't make them unsupportive parents.
Okay, I guess we've run out of time here. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages, Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are on the rise in early trading after the European Central Bank cut its benchmark interest rate and U.S. jobless claims unexpectedly declined to a five-year low. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 75 points. Meanwhile, Apple will dodge a potential $9 billion tax bill thanks to its record $17 billion bond issue. According to the Financial Times, by using the proceeds from this week's bond sale to repay shareholders, the tech giant would avoid paying as much as 35% in tax. Apple would have had to pay tax if it dipped into its overseas cash reserves. The company will also save around $100 million a year from using the debt rather than straight cash. And Delta Airlines is making a huge travel investment in New York City. The carrier is set to unveil a brand new $1.4 billion high-tech terminal at New York's Kennedy Airport. But you don't have to go to the airport to see it. Delta has set up a mock-up of the new terminal right in the heart of Manhattan. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark's here today. It's Thursday. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. 7:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite, located out of 4900 Mountain Lakes. But let me tell you, Mike Huber and his people do such great work on anything with granite, whether it's outside, if it's inside, in your kitchen, in your bath. They can do it. They can put it together for you. And they do an outstanding job. They do it with no supervision, because we've had them work in our house before when we've been gone for 4 days and come back and it's nothing but beauty. And he's a true artist when it comes to working with granite, and he's a very reasonable artist. Give him a call at 530-241-7866. That's Estate Granite. Okay, let's go to the phones. Brian, good morning. Do you have a comment on the morning after pill that we were just discussing?
Well, it's not just that. It's just the lack of our moral compass. I mean, it's becoming more and more apparent. My big issue is the fact that we've got to keep voicing our opinion, but the big thing I'm having a hard time with is just this population in this country has become very weak and soft, and they just don't seem to. I know everybody's busy and stressed and all this stuff, and they're bombarded with the news, constant negativity in there, and then you start hearing about this pill now, and the state of California, in the next couple of years, as soon as my wife's done with her education, we're moving out of the state because I can't raise my children here anymore. I've lived here all my life and pretty much in Redding, and it just got to the point I just don't see anything here left for us to be able to prosper. We just have moved backwards in the last 4 or 5 years now, and I'm a teacher. And every time I get a raise or something, it's kicked away by either a tax or something. And it's just one thing after another, it's just chiseling away. And so we've got children that are growing up thinking all of this is okay. I have a 12-year-old child that, I was trying to make her understand the way it was when I was brought up and the way it is now. And she just cannot put her head around the fact that things were different. And what she's lost, and she just doesn't see it. And that's the big sad part right there.
Well, I think.
Good point, Brian.
That's a great point, Brian. And something I just saw again was that they're trying to put a tax on the drinks, the 1 cent, 1 cent an ounce. Was that it? 1 cent an ounce, sugar drink tax that they want to help you fight your obesity with and all that. Even if you're 143 pounds of rompin' stompin' Marine, it's still going to cost you 12 cents an ounce because there's a sugar, they want to put a sugar tax on drinks. And, it's just constantly. And then, at what point does California stop?
Well, they won't, because obviously, supposedly they've solved the budget problems of their spending issues, but they still need to take tax money to make more for them to spend, and it'll just never stop. And that's the whole point why we're leaving, because it's getting to the point. What's the sense? I mean, what are they going to tax next? I mean, toilet paper? They're going to tax by the square? I mean, really, it just gets to the point. It's ridiculous. And so my kids understand that part. They see the economic impact. They see what we are going through as parents and what we've had to sacrifice and give up. Some of the things are good, but most everything is not, because, to be able to go out and buy my kids a new pair of shoes that are quality is even hard. We pay more for shoes now, and they don't last a year. And, I mean, even I'm an adult, and I take better care of my shoes, and even pants don't last a year anymore. I mean, it's just the quality goes down, and you pay more for it. It's just ridiculous.
I think the part about how, people, things are getting changing so radically. There was a meeting with the Secretary of Defense, and I've got it in my blog, Time Under the Helmet, on Redding.com. They met to talk about to make it illegal for chaplains to prophesize or talk about God in the military to the troops. Right. If you check it out on Redding.com, I put a link in there to it. But
I will. See, now they're trying to secularize the military.
Yeah,
that's right.
And they're saying they equated a chaplain talking to troops about God to rape. and said it's the same thing. And so the Chuck Hagel at his level right now is they're discussing this when we've got sequestration. We've got a war that seems to can't ever get over. We have troops that are really tired. We have old equipment. We've got everything in the world going, and we're talking about court-martialing chaplains because they're talking about God to the troops. We got something wrong going on here. There's something going on that is just, I think it's too much for people to get their arms around. Just like, you know, what you're saying, you look at one part of it, but you try to get your arms around all of this stuff, and you can't. It's going too fast. There's too much of it. And at some point, people are going to feel absolutely hopeless. And they haven't reached that point yet, and I hope they don't. But at some point, they're going to go, whoa, when did this happen? Because it happened so fast.
Well, to me, you know, I kind of see a lot of similarities of what's happened to Russia that are starting to happen to us. And it's really interesting. And I still wonder what type of relationship Mr. Obama has with Mr. Putin. Of course, I'm sure Mr. Putin has his own relationship with Mr. Obama. But there's some different, interesting stuff going on over here, too. I'm very curious what happens.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, we got to run.
You got it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call, though, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, when we come back, we got Fiddler on the Roof. We're gonna brighten our day up here. We're not gonna brighten. Oh, well, first of all, I've gotta get the right name, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. It's because I'm getting inundated with the other stuff, but this one, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
At the Riverfront Playhouse.
At the Riverfront Playhouse. There, now we're going to have some. That's gonna brighten our whole day. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott. Trish Clark. Hey, Trish, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is just a great day in North State.
Yeah, it is. You know, this portion of the show is, speaking of good and feeling good, Orchard Nutrition. It's got an in-store deli. It's largest selection in Reading of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. They are the North State's nutrition experts there at Orchard Nutrition. You know, they're friendly. They come in, you come in, you ask them questions. They're going to help you. They've got bulk buys there, which makes it cheaper. They've got raw milk. They've got it all there. 221 Locust Street. That's in the Cypress Square area right there. Or give them a call at 530-244-9141. Joe and the girls and the guys there are just outstanding. Okay. I misspoke, and I blew my line. Nobody fed me my line correctly. Cat on a hot, I know that
well,
never happened.
That happens.
No, I don't believe that. Hey, I have Samantha Fork and John Welsh. They're here from the Riverfront Playhouse with Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
That is correct.
Now, y'all have been here before, and you've been, you are a stalwart of our local theater society.
I like to think so.
Well, you all are. And, tell us a little bit about Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. This is a very famous play. Tennessee Williams, tell me, am I?
Yes, Tennessee Williams
and
classic.
And then they had a movie.
Paul Newman and Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah. Yes, very famous movie.
Great movie.
Yes. I'm Samantha Fork. I'm the director of the show. It revolves around, if you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen the movie, revolves around a family and the lies that they have buried themselves in. And, well, they might start to try and dig their way out of some of those lies during the show. If you haven't seen it, I don't want to give too much away.
It's a real drama forte, though. I mean, those people that are in it, can you really cut it loose on that?
Oh, you can. There's no question. There's so many layers to all of the characters. I play Big Daddy, dying of cancer, but he doesn't know it. This is one of the lies that's perpetrated.
Yeah, nobody's telling Big Daddy that he's dying.
Exactly.
So he's just living life.
So he's carrying on, and he figures he's got a clean bill of health, and he's going to cut loose and live. The lies that surround, that the people that are telling the lies, the people that are lying to themselves, which are actually the most damaging lies. Fantastic, the layers within each character.
Okay, and now who's how big is the cast? Is this a larger cast?
There's really four main characters, and then we've got about eight surrounding characters.
What's the hardest part when you're as a director? What's the hardest part for you in a play like this?
I mean,
this is a very well-known play. People have probably seen it before. They've seen the movie. How do you put your twist on this?
Well, you don't want it to be like they're going and seeing another production of the movie. So it is hard to try and bring a little bit more out of the characters than maybe what has been seen before, to read beneath the layers of what Tennessee Williams' script lays out for you and pull out some more of the emotions, some of the deeper emotions. I like to let my actors discover their characters and who they are as a person, who they feel they are, because they bring their own life experiences to that part, and it really changes it up.
And that's the collaboration that makes the art exciting, is to have somebody as open to say, well, let's give it a try. Let's try it. It'll either work or it won't. And there were times I'd say, no, let's go back and do it the way we were doing it. Fine. When you have trust like that in your character, it's a beautiful experience.
And if you don't like it,
what Big Daddy says, you can go out on your own.
I think there's a line that says everybody should say.
I was going to say that's almost you could have recited that in the show.
I see you didn't. You know, Trisha was going to go.
I wanted to say, you know, everybody alludes to the movie version. And to me, when I look back at it, that was a vehicle for Paul Newman and Elizabeth Taylor. And it didn't tell me the story that I discovered in our rehearsals earlier. There's so much of Tennessee Williams is magnificent. This is my first Williams play that I've performed in. I've done Miller, I've done Inch, but I finally, at my tender age, have discovered Tennessee Williams, and I'm in love with that play.
Okay, so tell us when it starts and how long it's going to be playing and how we
open on Saturday, this Saturday, May 4th. Tonight and tomorrow night, actually, we do have preview nights. Tickets are only $10 only at the door. So, if they're a little early. Doors open at 7 o'clock, I believe. Show starts at 7:30. Other than that, we run through the 25th of May every weekend between now and then, and I think it's available at nationaltheater.org.
And as usual, people from Riverfront that are doing this, there's a lot of art and theater, and again, they're trying to put together that final package to go to downtown Riverfront Playhouse.
It will happen. One of the things that always surprises me, because I've been attending Riverfront Playhouse for years, and my brother on the group says, hi, we have so enjoyed over the years, and I always still run into people who are unaware that we have this wonderful venue in our midst. And I'm always amazed by that, because it's a wonderful venue. We have the artists that have performed there over the years. Are just incredible. It's cheap entertainment. I'm having to say it's what, $40, $25?
Yeah.
It's an incredible opportunity and always first grade film or
there is a wealth of talent.
Absolutely incredible.
We went last night to see the first part of an interview of Chef Patrick's family out there.
Oh, yes.
And I tell you what, they. Pretty impressive there. I mean, that's
incredible.
A big one to take on, and they, the staging of it, like we saw the first four scenes, and so we've got people coming from, or young people coming up in that same venue.
And the fact is that we have so much great art up here, and theater. I mean, you know, Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof,
that's
the Cascade.
Going, Cat,
yep.
on the
Cat, Cat on the Hat, Hat Tin Roof at the Riverfront and Opera of the Phantom.
Well,
and I mean,
I'm a relative newcomer.
Come on,
I'm a relative
this is
newcomer
great.
Up here, but when I got here and looked around and got involved in the theater environment and looked around at all of the artistic opportunities up here, it's not only the performing arts. You have a
Everything.
Huge venue for the photographers, for right. the artists, for music. I think it's fantastic.
The Historical Society.
Right.
It goes on and on. You're absolutely right.
You know, people say there's nothing to do up here. I just look at
it. It boggles my mind.
I can't figure out where they're living.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, Samantha Fork, who is the director of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, then John Welsh, who plays Big Daddy. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Riverfront Playhouse. Thanks
Opens
a lot for
Saturday.
Being here.
Man, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after
in.
These messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Three, two, one. It's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Friday, May 17th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women, direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person for one night only. These chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for a night of fun and fantasy. Friday, May 17th at Wind River Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world famous Men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality, leaving you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Once again, ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Hunks the Show, the number one male review in the world. It's better on the river.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build a dream with three full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins Friday when friends and family gather at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Clear Angle Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment, food, and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m. Free entry forms online at ShastaDamboree.org. Then celebrate the City of Shasta Lake's 20th anniversary at Clear Angle Park with live music, arts and crafts, food and drink. The first 800 attendees will receive free food and drink vouchers. Margaret Polk Park will host the Show and Shine at Auto Swap Meet. Sunday, enjoy the all-new Garden Fair in Clear Angle Park featuring plants, seeds, antiques, pottery, and much more. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. The annual Shasta Damboree this weekend.
Seems to shine like you've had too much wine.
That's the more. Hey, welcome back, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. If you hear that, it must be Sons of Italy.
Yes.
John DiMatteo is with us, and we're talking about Sons of Italy. You're doing a Relay for Life fundraiser here.
Yes. Yes, Carl. We're going to be doing a breakfast this Sunday, May 5th, down at our lodge at 4880 Cedars Road. And we'd like the public to come out and join us for a great hearty breakfast.
Okay, and the time is from 8:30 to 11:30.
Correct.
It's $10.
$10 for adults, $5 for children, 5 to 10 years, and under 5 is free.
Okay, so that's $5 for children 5 to 10 years.
Correct.
That's what, you know, so it's different than this.
$7. I'm sorry.
Okay, because we've been saying 7. I just wanted to change that. So
the breakfast is to raise money for the Relay for Life fundraiser.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how do you, do you have a team that you'll be running?
Yes. Sons of Italy sponsors this team every year for Relay. We've been doing it for the past 8 years, and we hope to raise a lot of funds. Relay is a great thing. We really believe in the Relay, so we always support the American Cancer Society on this.
You know, and when's that coming up?
Relay is June 8th and 9th at Shasta College.
And you know, there's a lot of groups that come, and this is, they all make money in a different way. Mm-hmm. And so this is the Sons of Italy, which is a great organization and does so many wonderful things in the South County and in Shasta County. I always like to think of they're part of the South County because they do all of their stuff down at the fair, or the park down in the city
Anderson
of Anderson.
Yes.
And, you know, Paisano Days and all of the wonderful events that over the years. So this is this Sunday, May 5th.
Correct.
And it's going to be on from 8:30 to 11:30.
Yes.
What are you having for breakfast?
Oh, we're going to have sausage or bacon, eggs. We're going to make some special eggs, and we're going to have some hash browns, orange juice, milk, coffee. You come down and see us. You know, every time we throw an event, we make sure you leave happy. And I'm sure you're going to be very happy after this breakfast.
Though I know that because I attend your functions on many occasions, and great group of people.
Oh yes,
that are involved in the Sons of Italy, and certainly a worthwhile cause.
Yes.
So it's good to have invite everybody to go down on Sunday down to the Sons of Italy breakfast, and that's at 4850 Cedars Road in Reading.
Correct.
And if they have any questions, they can call you, John.
John at 605 1351.
Thanks very much for coming in. Anything else we need to know about this breakfast?
Just come out and support us. If not, just come out and support Relay on June 8th and 9th at Shasta College. There's been such great strides made in the fight against cancer, and everybody's been affected by this deadly disease. But if you could come out and just support Relay, that'd be the greatest thing you can do.
Thanks for coming in. We're going to go to break now, and we'll go to the news and see you after the hour.
Thank you.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Unemployment lines are getting shorter. Mortgage rates are going lower. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpert has the latest on the economy live in Washington.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits fell last week to its lowest figure since January 2008, a possible signal fewer companies are laying off and may actually be hiring. The government reports as applications were down 18,000 to 324,000, and the four-week average is also down sharply, and a new record low for 15-year fixed mortgage rates, slipping to 2.56%. A 30-year fixed also on the decline, the 3.35%, Dave.
Jared, on Wall Street, the Dow is up 71. President Obama has made the final picks to fill out his second-term cabinet. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson also live in D.C.
A longtime Chicago business leader Penny Pritzker is the president's choice to be Secretary of Commerce.
She's built companies from the ground up. She knows from experience that no government program alone can take the place of a great entrepreneur.
And his top international economic advisor, Michael Froman, gets the nomination to be U.S. Trade Representative.
He does not rest until he's delivered the best possible deal for American businesses and American workers.
Both Froman and Pritzker have long ties to President Obama. Pritzker is a fundraiser. Froman is a Harvard Law School classmate. Dave?
Rich, the president's now getting ready to go to Mexico for talks. 40 years to the day after a woman shot and killed a New Jersey state trooper comes
the addition of Joanne Chesimard to the FBI's most wanted terrorist list.
FBI Special Agent Aaron Ford. Chesimard escaped from prison in 1979, then fled to Cuba. The Justice Department's reward for her capture is up to $1 million. They'll say goodbye to him today.
And soon they'll carry him away.
George Jones's funeral getting underway now at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry. A bunch of country stars will pay tribute to the legend. Performances by Charlie Daniels, the Oak Ridge Boys, Vince Gill, and more. Jones died at the age of 81. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhance. The natural wood grain look. The superior shell technology. All backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. So you'll never have to refinish your Trex deck. Ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for. And you won't have to wait. Because Trex Enhance is now in stock at the Home Depot.
An American tour operator has been sentenced to 15 years hard labor in North Korea. The North claims Kenneth Bae wanted to overthrow the government.
The State Department says Kenneth Bae should be released. His friends say he's a Christian missionary. In 2011, North Korea released another U.S. missionary, Eddie Yong-Soo Jun, without trial. And in 2010, it released two American Christians, one of whom said he'd gone there to highlight human rights abuses. But North Korea usually releases prisoners after visits by U.S. statesmen. And after weeks of war talk there, analysts say Pyongyang may consider Kenneth Bae to be one way to force Washington to send an official and to make concessions on aid and on diplomatic recognition. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanglin, Fox News Radio.
A Southern California wildfire that destroyed a home is now 40% contained, however.
We have concerns with the wind coming up today that it's going to just get stronger and the humidity's dropped down, so we still have real concerns about it holding where it's at.
Cal Fire spokesman Glenn Barley, the fire in the foothills of the San Bernardino Mountains has torched 2,900 acres. They are getting the track And the mint julep's ready at Churchill Downs. The Kentucky Derby's this weekend.
The expected favorite will start from gate number 16. That's what Florida Derby winner Orb drew for Saturday's Kentucky Derby.
He's done everything we wanted him to do so far.
Shug McGahee is a Hall of Fame trainer who is trying for his first win in the Derby.
There's nothing more important than this one to me.
Orb was made the 7-2 morning line favorite after yesterday's draw. He's won four in a row, but so has Verrazano, who has never lost. At 4-1, he's the second favorite on the morning line that estimates Saturday's betting. He's trained by Todd Pletcher, who has a record tying five horses in the Derby. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The government reports 1 in 20 U.S. children have food allergies. That's a 50% increase from the 90s. And for eczema and skin allergies, it's 1 in 8 children, a 69% increase. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it really doesn't have an answer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. It is 8:05 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're going to start with the weather, then go to our Wells Fargo.
Okay, it's 65 degrees as we speak. Patchy smoke out in the morning. Sunny with a high near 89 degrees this afternoon. The winds are still with us and may be gusting up to 15 to 20 miles an hour. Clear with a low around 59 degrees this evening. Sunny with a high near 92. A nice weekend coming up. And as also, as always, the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards and tonight's pizza night.
Pizza night out there. You can go inside if it's smoke. I doubt the smoke will be a bother up there. We were up there.
As long as the wind's out, the smoke's not a problem.
There you go. Handmade pizzas, you have to give them a call though because they usually run out of them because they only make like 50 doughs. And then you've got music this weekend, of course, dining, horseback riding, sporting clays, the whole shooting match, you might say, out at Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546 for reservations. Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our market minute. Susan Eastman, good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. Well, stocks like the report of the UCB cutting rates and also the jobless claims have fallen. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 77 points at 14,778. The S&P 500 is positive 9 points at 1592. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 27 points at 3,327. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Verizon off 6 cents at $52.34, J.P. Morgan Chase up 21 cents, trading at $48.22, Air Products and Chemicals Incorporated up $3.52 at $89.21. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares positive 59 cents at $18.68, North Valley Bank down 30 cents at $17.40 per share, Bank of Commerce positive a penny at $5.02. Over to commodities, gold is up $20 an ounce at $1,466. Silver, positive 55 cents at $23. Crude oil, up 78 cents, trading at $91 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. A lot of things going on Wall Street that you need help with, and you need to, you know, that people are watching this all the time. This is what they do. So you want to talk to the experts. So give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive and see Wells Fargo Advisors. We're going to take a quick break. We have in the studio today, we have Kurt Starman, the city manager of Reading, and Randall Hempling, though the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, is here as a member of the Turtle Bay Board of Directors.
And Board of Trustees. Yeah.
Board of Trustees, excuse me. And we're going to talk about the offer that the foundation has made to buy property. And we've got two of the major players right here to talk about it. We'll be right back after these messages.
I made a bypass, Congress, and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's Damboree time again in the city of Shasta Lake. Friday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 5th will be very special this year. 2013 is the city's 20-year anniversary and the 75th year since the start of construction on Shasta Dam. Events kick off with a Friday night car show and cruise and finish with Sunday's garden fair. Saturday morning, grab a pancake breakfast at the fire hall, watch the parade, and attend a special afternoon in Claire Engel Park featuring vendors, music, and free food to the first 800 attendees. So ready the family for three fun-filled days in the city of Shasta Lake.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Crown Motors is our proud sponsor here today. Head on down to our local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in town. It's neighbors doing great deals for neighbors. They've got every type of car, truck, or SUV that you could possibly want, and their service center is second to none. They take great pride in getting your cars and trucks in, get them out, get them fixed, keep you safe. 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading, or give them a call at 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. Our guests today are Randall Hempling, who, though CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, is not here for that. He's here because he's a member of the Board of Trustees of Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
And Kurt Starman, City Manager of Reading. It was fortuitous how we did this, and I'd like to thank somebody who's not here, kind of Gary Cadd, for helping me put all this stuff together. To get all this, because this is a big story that's just hit yesterday, and we've got two of the major players right here.
It would be okay if I told a quick story to the audience first.
Sure.
And I don't want to just throw you under the bus here, but I know this would not happen if Linda was here today. But Carl actually had both.
Where's Linda?
The council member Kat and I were originally scheduled for this time slot to talk about an entirely different topic, and we'll do that in a week or so. But Carl kind of messed things up this morning. It's because Linda, of course, was not here to monitor him and manage him. So, Linda, we need you back, please.
There's nothing about you, Tracy.
Yeah, I concur, but actually, see, it was very fortuitous because he got all of the players here unconsciously without actually realizing he was doing.
I'm working at a much higher level
it really worked out well because this is what we really wanted to talk
about. That's how good Carl is. He just, even when he makes errors, he's still on target.
Absolutely.
But I'm unconscious. Okay, now let's get him back to the truth here. Randall Hempling. Randall being a member of the board there. We've talked about this before
right.
All this happened. Now, let's have some background.
All right.
Why is this happening?
All right. Very, very brief background. I've been on the board for a little over 3 years, and at that time, lost all public funding for Turtle Bay. So we've been scrambling since then to figure out how to keep this very valuable asset functioning well and well capitalized. And the staff, everybody has done everything possible to this point. We're down, you know, you talk about doing more with less, and we're down to the point we're almost doing less with less. People haven't had raises. We've cut the staff almost in half. Still do a marvelous job. But we needed to find a renewable, not an energy source, but a funding source, but not to use the same things they use in Sacramento, but we needed to find a way that we had some cash flow that replaced what we had lost from the city and other government. And we know we'll never get those monies back from the city or anyplace else. Those monies are going to be gone forever, and we need to be self-sufficient. So we hit upon the idea of the hotel, not just any hotel, a Sheraton, a four-star hotel, working with Starwood, which has the largest affinity program, that's frequent flyer type program, in the country. Worked out a deal with them, and they bent over backwards. Sheraton really wants to be here because they've allowed us to program the smallest of their hotels at 130 beds. They usually have a minimum of 150 to 250. They've worked very well with us. The Starwood people have worked well with us. And then we began the program. We got it all budgeted. We put it out for bid. We were under the belief that it was not a prevailing wage project, and we were under that belief because the DIR said it was not a prevailing wage project. So we put everything together. We had our costs, and then you run into the normal issues. We negotiated with the city on fees. We got everything cobbled together, and we're going with it at around $20 to $22 million in that ballpark. Yeah, the 10%. Then we get the reversal, and that adds another $3.2 million to the project and effectively kills it from our standpoint. We had leveraged everything with McConnell, with our bank supporters, and using local banks, not national banks, we're using our local bank partners to finance this thing. Everybody looked at the pro forma and says it does true up. It creates the cash flow to get us what we need. It is reasonable in its cost. And then we tack on the prevailing wage, which effectively killed it. Then we start talking with all our various partners again, and with the advice actually of the union saying, well, if you took it basically as a paid fair market value or rented it, then this wouldn't be an issue. So
there were three things the union said that I got was either pay prevailing wage.
Right.
Buy the land at fair market value.
Correct.
Or rent it at fair market value. That's right. Your only choices.
Yeah. And the rental aspect becomes, it doesn't work because if you rent it, if you tack in the hotel and you put all this property newness on there as opposed to its existing value in the lease, that takes it out of line. So the only way we could really do this was to buy it. So McConnell Foundation stepped up and said, we'll look at this. And they have done that. And they have presented a letter to the city making that offer. Kirk knows more about the detail because he's seen the final letter on it. But we think it works, and we think it works, and we talk more about it in many different ways, benefits the city, and obviously keeps its asset viable.
So, Kurt, tell us about the offer that you received from McConnell.
Yeah, I'll do that in just a moment, but let me just elaborate on a couple things that Randall mentioned. So, first of all, I think it's just, Carl and I have talked about this on the air before, but I think this reversal from the Department of Industrial Relations on the prevailing wage issue is just incredibly frustrating and a sign of just really a political decision made at the 11th hour in Sacramento. And I think it's clear, it was clear to the Department of Industrial Relations from the beginning. It was clear to Turtle Bay and to the city that this was not subject to prevailing wage. That was a DIR's decision, and they reversed that decision at the 11th hour. And I hate to be so jaded, but I'm quite confident it dealt with politics, not facts. But that's the world we live in, and so I applaud Turtle Bay and the McConnell Foundation for really putting their creative thinking caps on to think about different ways to do this. I also wanted to mention, I think that your audience knows this, but Turtle Bay is challenging the Department of Industrial Relations decision that's in the Superior Court now, and so that's Plan A. This, what we're talking about today, is sort of kind of a Plan B, but they go together, essentially. So essentially what the McConnell Foundation.
Well, let me break in on a question then. So if Plan A and they overturn the DIR, well then will the offer be pulled then? Or is that part of this?
You know, the court, you know how lengthy the court processes are.
Right, it could take years.
I mean, this could take 2 or 3 years. We can't wait. I mean, our need is to do.
So essentially this is where you want to move forward.
Wait that long, all the numbers
change. These are tandem processes and.
Okay.
You know,
all right. All right, so.
For me, the answer to that question is if, and I think Randall's correct, is the nature of the beast is it takes forever to, you know, work your way through the Superior Court system, and it may be appealed even after that. So quite frankly, it will take quite some time. But if, for argument's sake, the court ruled expeditiously and in favor of Turtle Bay, I think the idea of purchasing the property becomes academic at that point. But I think that's unlikely given you know, given the timelines for the courts and just how impacted the court system is now. With regard to the offer or proposal or concept, I guess is probably the best way to describe it, that the city, and we just received this less than 2 days ago, so we're still digesting this issue as well. But the thought process essentially is that the McConnell Foundation, which of course has been a key supporter of Turtle Bay from the very beginning in terms of funding both for capital improvements and for operations, that the McConnell Foundation has expressed its interest or desire or willingness to purchase some or all of the city-owned property that currently accommodates Turtle Bay. So right now, the total size of that property is about 58 acres. And that includes some very pristine property, riverfront and that type of thing. So McConnell Foundation has essentially said, we'd be willing, if that is the city's desire, if that's of interest to you, we're willing to purchase the entire parcel, about 58 acres, and or as an alternative, if you're not interested in doing that, you know, we're willing to buy some smaller portion of this property, essentially the site where the hotel would be located, some vacant property near the Highway 44 Sundown Bridge Parkway interchange, and then the area that currently accommodates the Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. So and as we've discussed already, it's essential because of the prevailing wage issue that fair market value be paid for the property. That's fair to the taxpayer, but it's also necessary for the prevailing wage issue. So the devil is in the detail on that, so we need to talk about that after your break.
You got it. We'll be right back after these messages.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
The federal government is calling the Utah prairie dog an endangered species. Despite the fact there's an overpopulation of these creatures in much of Utah, they're damaging private property, but the property owners can't touch them. Iron County, Utah, public defender Matt Munson will tell us how Utah is fighting back this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 68 degrees, 8:23 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee, great cold drinks out there. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. My guests are Randall Hempling, who is here as a member of the Board of Trustees for Turtle Bay, and Kurt Starman, Reading City Manager. And we're talking about the offer that is on the table right now from the McConnell Foundation to buy property, either the 50 acres, which includes the river, riverfront, or the 20 acres, which would be the site for the hotel itself. The big question is, who's going to say how much this land is worth?
Yeah, so I think that's going to be a huge issue for the city council and for the community as a whole. So let me start with saying that, you know, the city owns the property, but we have a very long-term lease with Turtle Bay. Originally, it was essentially a 55-year lease with an option to extend for an additional 55 years. And so if that extension is exercised, which I think is a reasonable assumption, really the original lease was for 110 years, which is a long time for any lease. Now we're several years into that, so there's about 90 years remaining, I think 90 or 89 years remaining. But here's where the discussion will need to occur is that the city owns the property, Turtle Bay has a lease on top, and the property's encumbered for quite a few years. So the way an appraiser will look at this is they'll first to say, okay, if there was no lease, what would this property be worth? What's the fair market value? And of course, there's folks with expertise in that area that look at comparable sales and other information, they'll reach an educated, informed estimate of value. But then the appraiser will make a deduction because the property is not available today. It's encumbered by a lease for another 89 years. So I don't want to throw a number out there, but I'm just saying that, you know, if you value the property, I'm talking now about the 20 acres, not the entire piece, which would have even more value. But if you value the 20 acres plus or minus, without the leasehold interest, I'm going to say it's worth many or several millions of dollars, perhaps. And I don't know the precise figure, but I think it's, you know, quite valuable in terms of its location and just a pristine piece of property. When you adjust, or as an appraiser adjust for the leasehold interest and says, you know, that may be true, but you don't have the benefit of using this property for another 89 years. Therefore, you have to discount that from the price. The reality is that you know, what it's worth today is going to be something substantially less than that. And I don't want to guess what that is, but instead of several million dollars, it might be, you know, a few hundreds of thousands of dollars as an example. So I think that's going to be really difficult for, you know, for the council and for the community, you know, for the community to really get its hands around, quite frankly. So that's, intellectually, I understand that issue. I think
emotionally
and from the community's perspective, that's going to be a problem.
Well, and I agree. And once again, that's an issue of law and an issue of what's fair, and in the appraisal markets. The other side of it is there's the implied benefit that goes forward in, let's say it's paid at the several hundreds of thousands of dollars, but it happens, and it happens now for the next 90 years, as opposed to getting zero from any investment into Turtle Bay for the city. You get the hotel, you get new jobs, you get $300,000 to $400,000 a year in TOT alone that inures to the city, which is part of that value going forward. So there are lots of different things to balance against the appraisal and the price paid, but it will be fair market value. That's the issue to be determined. And as I understand, this is not something that one appraiser makes that decision. This is, in most cases, everybody chooses their own appraiser. The city would choose one. McConnell Foundation chooses one. If need be, a third is brought in if these people can't agree on some value that comes to some common interest. It's a good process as proposed to get to what this fair market value is.
Well, that's the way I understand it, is each side has an appraiser, and then that third one is there to kind of be the mediator and say, well, you know, yes, I understand what you're saying, but in reality it's this for either side. So what you're saying is, and I see what you're saying, Kurt, is that this could be very valuable land, but it's got a lease on it.
Right.
And what Randall is saying is that, hey, over the next 50 years or 40 years, we're going to be paying this much. I mean, you're going to get that money for the land.
Yeah, so there's a couple topics embedded in that. So I don't disagree with anything Randall just mentioned. I think those are fair points and compelling points, quite frankly. And, you know, I prefaced my comments in our last segment that, you know, I applaud Turtle Bay and the McConnell Foundation in particular for stepping up and trying to find a creative solution and putting their money where their mouth is. So I agree with everything Randall mentioned. I'm just saying in terms of, you know, from the community's perspective, this is how I view this piece of property. I think this is a community asset. It's owned by the city of Reading. It's a beautiful piece of property that is surrounded on a couple sides by the Sacramento River. I think we need to be incredibly thoughtful about what we do with this piece of property. And I don't disagree with anything what Randall mentioned in terms of, you know, the need for the Sheraton, long-term or sustainability for Turtle Bay in terms of a funding source, the indirect and direct benefits to the city of Reading as a whole from, he used the term TOT, that stands for transient occupancy tax. Some people call that hotel tax or bed tax. So there's a lot of good reasons to think about this, but I think we need to be, and my, it's a very small but the but is we have to be really thoughtful about this because I think it's a really important community asset. And the other piece on the valuation I'll mention is that in addition to just sort of, you know, can we get our hands around this worth maybe several hundreds of thousands of dollars versus several million, the other piece is that if we come in with a low number, which I think is going to be the case with the long-term lease, I think that sort of opens the doors maybe for the unions to say, you know what, $100,000, $200,000, that's ridiculous. This property is worth much more than that, and we're just back into the same morass. You know, they're going to challenge – if the number's too low, we're going to have a challenge at DIR and another court proceeding. So we just need to be strategic.
Well, I think one thing that really brings forward here, and I think what the community is interested in, certainly – as me being part of the community, this is a really valuable piece of land. You've created a wonderful Turtle Bay kind of the museum down there. I applaud the effort to make that self-supporting and not be a drain on the finances as we go forward. And I think everybody needs to keep that in mind as we go forward and not get bogged down on the issues with the union. And I hope everybody can keep that in their forefront.
We're getting ready to take a break. Our guest, Randall Hempling, a member of the Turtle Bay Board of Trustees, and Kurt Starman, Reading City Manager. We're talking about the sale of the property where Turtle Bay is. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama is on his way to Mexico City.
Mexico is an important trade partner with the U.S. and an important source of oil. The president's hoping to build on that trade relationship. He'll also discuss immigration reform that he's hoping to get passed by Congress. Drug trafficking is also an important issue. There has been concern raised that Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto is less focused on drug interdiction than his predecessor.
Fox News Radio's Mike Mekowitz. An American is sentenced to 15 years hard labor in North Korea, accused of trying to overthrow that government.
44-year-old Kenneth Bay had been held since last year after entering the country as a tourist. According to activists in South Korea, he's believed to be a tour operator of Korean descent and a devout Christian.
Fox News Radio's David Piper. Dozens of people forced to higher ground in Jackson County, Mississippi, with flooded rivers pouring into the streets. 7 inches of rain fell yesterday, with more expected through Saturday. Fox News, we report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Paul
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta spring water drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta spring water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta spring water, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, May the 2nd, 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. I tell you what, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, it's man's last stronghold. And there's no blow drying there or gel. So some of us probably wouldn't get the haircut there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
You're speaking to Kurt or to me?
Yeah, I'm not talking, you know.
He's looking at Kurt.
I'm still old school. I'm not going to name the name because it would be a competitor to your advertiser, but actually I've been going to the same barber. I'm not sure it's a good thing or a bad thing, but since I grew up in Reading, so I've been going to the same barber since I've been a teenager, and he is a barber, not a beautician. Okay. So well, I love it. I love the barbershop.
You know what? That's the way it should be. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. It's just a little, blown dry there, though, Kurt. That's all I'm saying. Okay, my guest, Randall Hemplin, who's on the board of trustees for Turtle Bay, and Kurt Starman, who's here, is the city manager for the city of Reading. And this was about the big news is that McConnell Foundation has put an offer out to buy the property, either the 50 acres where all of Turtle Bay is on or the 20 acres plus a little bit more, for just the hotel. And, Randall, this was kind of a spot where you all kind of felt this is the only way we could go.
Yeah. We were up against it in terms of finding a resource that would sustain the operations. Yeah.
The buying this too and the buying of this property, but probably have also, we start talking about keeping it pristine like it has been in the past.
I hope people don't see that there are two different issues here. The city, in protecting this and wanting to, as Kurt mentioned, to guarantee that this stays pretty much the way it is or whatever value it is, that's exactly the same interest of Turtle Bay. It is a park. It is a museum. It is a wildlife area. It is an arboretum. It's all of these things, and Turtle Bay has no reason to turn it into anything other than that. The hotel is the one resource we're looking at to continue our cash flow or be able to keep us surviving, as other areas have done. Our interests are not divergent at all from the cities or the McConnell Foundation.
And the reality is, in the state of California, in the environment we live in, that piece of property is not going to be developed beyond a park, beyond a museum. It has so many environmental rules and regulations laid over the top of it, you're not going to ruin that land. And that's a good thing. So the protections are built into it, with the exception of the commercial land really close to the freeway. And that's where the hotel will go.
Right.
In
a major portion of it.
You could sell that portion to somebody else and they may create something beyond a park. But the bulk of the property isn't going to be anything but a park ever in the state of California.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I agree with Randall and with Trish. So I think, the majority of the property will, whether it's Turtle Bay or the McConnell Foundation or anybody else, the reality is that the bulk of that property will remain as open space largely because of environmental restrictions. And quite frankly, that's what the community will demand, and they ought to. It's a beautiful piece of property that fronts on the Sacramento River. The one exception is the area that Trish described. So that's the area that's sort of in front of the Paul Bunyan Forest Camp today. That's where the hotel is contemplated. And then as part of this 20-acre proposal, there's some additional acreage. I'll call it maybe 5 to 7 acres that would be right near the interchange. And for your listeners, if they can envision where the monolith is located, it'd be just a little bit to the south of the monolith. That area has some commercial development potential as well. But certainly for the remainder of the, it's about 57 acres in total, for the remainder of that property, I agree completely with Trish, and she's correct.
I mean, we don't want to see Ferris wheels and things like that along the side of the on the road there going into Turtle Bay. I'm sure that will never happen. When you're making a decision on this and you're moving forward, we're going to probably take a break for this because it's going to take a little bit longer to get into this. When you make the offer on this, and what is the time frame we're talking about? I mean, is there a limit on the time frame, Randall or Kurt? How soon we have to do this, or I mean, this has to be moving quickly, I would imagine.
I'll give you kind of the city answer, and Randall can augment my thoughts. But I think if I could speak for Turtle Bay and for the McConnell Foundation, I think time is of the essence, and so as expeditiously as possible. From my perspective, wearing a city manager's hat, I made this comment earlier in your last segment. I think we need to be very thoughtful about this. So we're doing this one a little bit differently. You know, oftentimes with a real estate transaction, California law, the Brown Act, you know, allows those discussions to occur in closed session, in executive session, to establish negotiating parameters and directions to the city's negotiators. In this instance, I felt pretty strongly that the first discussion needs to happen in open session.
Absolutely.
As a concept. And so part one will be a discussion next Tuesday at the city council meeting in open session where the McConnell Foundation and Turtle Bay can present their idea to the city council. We can hear from the community and from
and
the public.
The, and to the public.
For
it's,
public
it's,
input.
It's right? open.
And city council members can ask their initial questions. So we're going to do that in open session, which is a little bit atypical because it's a real estate transaction. But I want to talk about sort of as a big picture idea first. Then if, and this is an if today because I don't know where the city council, how they're going to feel about this, but if the council says, yeah, that's worth exploring, let's go dig into that a little bit deeper, you know, we would schedule then a second follow-up meeting that would be an executive session to talk about things like how do we establish the appraised valuation, what assumptions ought to be used. Are we interested in, you know, all the property or a portion of the property? Is it 57 acres? Is it 20 acres? Or maybe it's just 5 or 7 acres just for the hotel only. So that would be kind of round two. But I think part one, it's important, I think, for the community to be able to have input early in the process and say,
well,
good idea,
that.
Bad idea.
Yeah. I have to tell you, because that, I think you could do just irreparable damage if you were to go into a closed session on this without giving the public the first round with it, having them have the opportunity to talk about it. I think that's real important.
Yep. From our standpoint, and I think I can speak pretty well for the board, haste is not what we're looking for. We want some form of deliberation, but a certain amount of speed is important because we need to get this project going. You know, every moment we waste is a moment that we can't get the bids out, we can't get a better price. Housing costs are going up, means labor costs are going up, material costs are going up. We've got to accommodate all of those things. What we're going to ask, or what I'm going to ask, or because I'm one of the people that's scheduled to speak, is that the city council do exactly as Kurt says, but in the meantime, let's get those appraisals. Because the appraisal, first of all, is not going to be paid for by the city. In the offering is all of the costs related to this are borne by the McConnell Foundation. So they can have the information. If they go to a second meeting and then decide, well, are we going to go with appraisals? That's illogic as far as I'm concerned. The appraisals don't cost anything. Let's get that rolling, get that process going, and then go into the deliberative sessions that he's talking about, which gets it done and takes a bit of time out of play.
And maybe schedule some extra meetings. Because this is an important thing, and I know the frustration among the business community, the development community, trying to get things done. You go out and you get bids. You have a package put together. If that goes through several building seasons and goes through several different processes, your bids are no good.
So now all of a sudden the
money's no good. So time is of the essence, and it's a huge deal for the community. It wouldn't hurt to maybe just schedule a few extra sessions with the council to deal with it.
Okay, we have to take a break, but I think the important thing that we need to take out of, one of the important things we need to take out of this right now is that it's not going to cost the city anything to get an appraisal.
That's correct.
McConnell Foundation is picking up, but you get to pick your appraiser from the city. And it's just going to be paid for. So the quicker you can get going on that, that to me seems to make sense. But
and I generally agree with that with two additional thoughts for you. One is that we need to know what we're appraising. Is it 57 acres? Is it 20 acres?
True.
Is it 5 or 7 acres? That's part one. And part two is what assumptions do you give your appraiser? Do you appraise it as is with the lease on top of it? Do you appraise it as fee simple and assume no lease to establish fair market value? So there's, you know, as usual, there's some devil in the detail.
Oh, no, absolutely. But I think, as we've all agreed here, I think we need to move forward this as quickly as possible. But let the people know what's going on, the citizens know what's going on. We've got to take a break. Randall Hempling, Kurt Starman, but a member of the Board of Trustees for Turtle Bay, and Kurt Starman, of course, City Manager for Reading. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build the dream with 3 full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins Friday when friends and family gather at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Clear Angle Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment, food, and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m. Free entry forms online at ShastaDamboree.org. Then celebrate the City of Shasta Lake's 20th anniversary at Clear Angle Park with live music, arts and crafts, food and drink. The first 800 attendees will receive free food and drink vouchers. Margaret Polk Park will host the Show and Shine at Auto Swap Meet. Sunday, enjoy the all-new Garden Fair in Clear Angle Park featuring plants, seeds, antiques, pottery, and much more. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. The annual Shasta Damboree this weekend.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning, 68 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned and family operated. That's all at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Trish Clark, of course, has joined me, and Linda's on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Our guest today, Kurt Starman, Reading City Manager, and Randall Hempling, who is representing the Turtle Bay Board of Trustees. And we're talking about the big news everywhere around here is the McConnell Foundation has offered to buy the property where Turtle Bay sits so they can either all of it or a portion of it so they can build the hotel. And the reason behind this is the there were 3 choices. You either had to pay prevailing wage to rent it at a fair market value or buy it at fair market value. We had the union rep sitting right here that said that.
Well, I think a fourth choice is, but it just takes forever.
We have to turn on the microphone.
Okay, I think you're back.
So a fourth choice, in addition to what you just articulated, a fourth choice is, of course, Turtle Bay is in litigation now and is attempting to overrule the Department of Industrial Relations decision. Quite frankly, I think the Turtle Bay case has a great deal of merit. The problem with that, as we discussed earlier in the program, is that the nature of the courts is that's going to take a long time, first to get a decision from the Superior Court, and then to the extent it is appealed to the appellate court, add another year or 18 months on top of that. So, but that is a fourth choice, is just to go duke it out in court. But the problem is that that's a very lengthy process.
Frankly, I think the offer to buy, if it indeed is in the open, if it indeed pays the, you know, fair market value, is a good way to handle this, you know, so that they can, we can move forward with it quickly and actually get something started instead of losing the ability to build, go through 2 or 3 years of waiting for stuff.
That's right. And in the meantime, we're staggering along in our operations there. And we're doing a good job. The staff is, as noted, they took pay cuts and for 4 years they haven't had any, no one's gotten raises. And they've been very, very loyal because they love it. They love what they do. And, but we can only rely on that for a certain amount of time.
You know, and I have just off the rick, I mean, kind of a little aside, I've been to Turtle Bay twice just recently for functions that are going on there, and you're, they're doing a marvelous job. The facility is in excellent shape. It's beautiful. You're doing a good job of running it on that reduced budget.
Yeah, the people, the staff there, just like where I work, they're very loyal. They love what they do, and they do a great job. Our problem right now is there are things that you cannot see, Trish, that, like the wooden bridge that crosses over to, you know, a major part of the park going down to Paul Bunyan. That, it needs some repair because the way it was constructed, and, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. At some point in time, it becomes unusable. Therefore, we lose a great asset. These are capital issues now. It's not just an issue. It's like Kurt and I will be talking about the city streets, for instance. Those are capital needs, capital issues.
And you can only put off maintenance for
so long.
Yeah,
you can only do it for a certain period of time. And that's kind of where we're getting now. We need to be able to recapitalize some things that we've done there.
Is the park getting money? I know you said, is the park getting money from the city? I mean, it used to give hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. You know, the brief story there, but is, you know, at one time the city, owned two museums and these were all city employees. This goes back into the 1980s and very early 1990s. So we actually owned and operated two museums. We transitioned that in the 1990s to what was then known as the Alliance of Ready Museums, which then became Turtle Bay Exploration Park. And then from that point going forward, this was by design and by plan, but the city did provide direct financial support to Turtle Bay, but it was contemplated would decrease over time. It decreased a little more quickly than people anticipated because of a bad economy. So the very short answer to your question is today, the city does not provide any direct financial assistance to operate Turtle Bay. So, today, there is no direct assistance.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story.
And
and from the public perspective, yeah, that's a good thing. We just now need to continue with that and make Turtle Bay self-sustaining,
right,
so that it remains the asset that it is to the community.
And that's the big piece that people forget so often. You see the blogs, you see all these people, they don't understand Turtle Bay. They see it as some elitist thing. It's amazing. Go over there on any school day and you'll have school kids coming through there because all the learning experiences, the arboretum, the bridge, the dynamics that go on there. Go over there on a Saturday or Sunday and listen to all the different foreign languages that are being spoken on that bridge. It's just amazing the number of people that come here.
And people get in their mind that those kinds of things are some way paid for by the government. They assume in their mind that that's how of that good things happen.
It's our members that pay.
The renowned capitalist that I am says that the free market can make that stuff work, and that's what you're doing.
We're going to need to take our final break here. I'm going to come back with some final thoughts from Randall Hempling and Kurt Starman. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
You own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land. Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Jim Dyer.
And this is Lou White. We are inviting you to join us on Mother's Day, May 12th, for the 40th annual Old Shasta Music Festival.
Both the Jim Dyer Band
and the Lou White Band will be performing, along with our friends the Manzanita Band and Wild Bill and the Mud Wompers.
The Shasta Service Guild is presenting a full day of family fun featuring music, artisans, and food.
Continue the tradition, as this annual Mother's Day event has been bringing families together for 40 years and is now held at the new Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp off Highway 299 West in Old Shasta.
The gates open at 10:30 a.m. and it'll all wrap up at 6:30 that evening, and there'll be on-site and off-site parking.
Tickets are available at the Cascade Theater box office or online at cascadetheater.org, or you can pay at the gate.
Support the Shasta Service Guild, learn about local artisans, enjoy great music and food, and spend the family day together at the 40th Mother's Day Old Shasta Music Festival.
It will all happen Sunday, May 12th, at the Shasta Middle Creek Mining Camp in Old Shasta.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bodd, Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for installation, repairs, emergency calls. Get your air conditioning system looked at. They're going to come out there and they'll do it once over and make sure you're cool this summer. And it's going to be really hot. Give them a call at 221-2642 or look at their website, homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, of course, Kurt Starman and Randall Hempling, talking about the proposed purchase of land at Turtle Bay. Trish Clark, of course, always joins me on Thursdays. Final thoughts, gentlemen. We'll start with Kurt and let Randall have the last say here.
You know, my final thoughts, just a summation, I suppose, is that first let me thank and acknowledge both Turtle Bay and the McConnell Foundation for really getting creative and being willing to, for the foundation in particular, willing to put its money where its mouth is to help make this a reality. So I applaud the creativity in that situation. I think the idea has some merit, and my big picture thought is that my job as city manager and for the city council is really look out for the entire community, and not just today, but for the next 100 years and 200 years and 300 years. So I think the idea has merit. We just want to be very thoughtful about how we go about this, and I'm hopeful we find a solution that works for everybody.
Okay. And Randall?
I'm in complete agreement with Kurt on the idea that we're talking about the next hundreds of years. And the key concept I'd like to get across to everybody is that the city's interest and Turtle Bay's interest in keeping the land as a public trust and keeping it used for the uses it's designed for. That is, the park, the museum, all of these other assets that bring so much to the community, to our kids and to people to come visit us. Those interests are identical. There's nothing going on, if you will, that says, oh, they're going to do this with the land, do that with the land. The lease itself existing says what we can and cannot do with the land to protect that public interest. And, again, the people work very hard. The Board of Trustees has looked closely at this in great detail, and the McConnell Foundation has really stepped up, as have local banks. And I'm left up. Those people are lending us the money to do this, and they're the ones that basically kind of put the limit on, and when these things came up, it made it impossible for us to do it. We had to look for other resources. we're going to make this thing happen. I'm not saying we're going to do it. If the city says no, we're not. That, I think that kills the project. But the whole idea of us working with the city to make this thing a reality for everybody, I think, is good form.
And that's important. If the city says no, we're not going to do this, that does kill it off then.
From my standpoint as an individual trustee,
right.
It makes it untenable. It raises the cost by as much as 15%. We had already hit our limit of what we were using from our own resource and our endowment. We'd hit the limit according to what the banks told us. We'd hit the limit from what McConnell and others had told us they could do from a financial standpoint and legally. Okay. So, you know, I just speak as an individual in this case. If the board were to find other ways and other money, that's great. But as of this day, if we have to go prevailing wage in this, it kills the project.
Well, I want to throw in that I really applaud the openness of what you're doing and how you're approaching this. The community's very interested in it. Turtle Bay has been in the news and a part of this community for a long time. So really revealing all of the ins and outs of this to the community as we go along is a big plus.
I think it is too. I think the idea of having the first one out in the open and then continuing to keep it open. There's going to be paranoia and there's going to be conspiracy theories. I know they're already probably in the, when you see them online. But from what I've heard today and knowing the people I know here, as long as it's open and where the people can see it and that it's something that's good for it's good for our community and to keep Turtle Bay moving forward without any funding from the, you know, funding from our tax dollars and all this, I think something that we need to do. I think we need to take a look at it. And I hope the city council will have an open mind about this. I believe they will. I think Kurt, you probably pretty much laid out the parameters here on how it can go and the way it needs to go.
And recognizing that you're right. Now it has to go to the city council. That's what they're elected to do. They're the decision makers. They get to have all the options placed to them. And then with all the input from all, you know, the documentation, their city managers who they've hired and the people.
And the people.
And then listen to what the people have to say and then the good judgment that they bring to the office they were elected to do. I'm sure they'll make a good decision.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Hey, tomorrow, Congressman Doug Lamoff is going to join us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
Amazing Grace.
Randy Travis, part of the country music royalty assembled to pay tribute to George Jones.
George Jones' voice was the rowdy Saturday night uproar at a backstreet beer joint. The heartbroken wail of one who wakes up and finds the other side of the bed empty. The far-off lonesome whistle of a midnight train.
Charlie Daniels minutes ago at the Grand Ole Opry, the funeral mixing eulogies and song. Former First Lady Laura Bush among the speakers. Jones died last week. He was 81. Parts of the Deep South are getting soaked. Evacuations in Mississippi. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Alicia, a low-pressure system near New Orleans is drenching parts of the Gulf Coast, like in and around Pascagoula, Mississippi, where at least 60 people have fled their homes, anticipating heavy flooding. A shelter is open there. They got about 7 inches of rain yesterday alone, and low-lying streets were